Sometimes we have a small action that brings about a big reaction. A small action that brings about a big reaction. What would be a good illustration of that? An illustration of a small acting and big reaction would be this morning as I was walking along the road, a branch had fallen and its ends of the branch were sticking out of the road so that if a car were to drive along, they'd scratch themselves. And so I went to the stem of the branch as it was laying there on the side of the road, still sort of hooked into the ground a little bit at a manzanita bush. And I twisted the outer branch so that the stem broke off at the point that it was connected. And then it just sort of hung there. So I walked to the stem, and I picked it up, and I pulled it toward the side of the road, off the road more, so that it went inland maybe about 3 or 4 feet. And then I went out, and I took a look at it, and there it was, no longer bothering the road, no longer bothering anything at all. It was just really wonderful. So a broken branch, you pull it back at the stem to clear the road. A small action for a big reaction. Now, it's so easy to look at the problems in the world and say, they are big problems. Look at the problems of the world and say, they are big challenges to us. Something that is causing us inharmony, something that is causing us a feeling of uncomfortableness. And what do we do about it? We look at it and we say, okay, don't look at it, it'll go away. So we turn our face away from the branch sticking into the road. And this went on for several days, in fact, a week or better. And I wasn't driving down that road, but I know that other cars were. And surely they were scratching themselves as they went by that branch sticking out there in the road. And this morning, I said to Rex, let's take that branch off the road. And Rex sat down and watched and said, let's. He did his normal thing, like the prince consort, you know. He'd sit there and say, I agree. You do whatever you like to do. I'll support you all the way. So when I picked up the branch, Rex just sat there and watched. And he said, that wasn't so hard, was it? How come it took you so long to make the decision to do that? Well, many times we take a long time to make simple decisions because we think that the simple decision is not so simple. And really, all the decisions that we have in life are quite simple. They're quite easy. They're nothing at all to handle. All we do is just reach in there and pull it out of the way. And when we pull it out of the way, what happens? When we pull it out of the way, it's no longer there to bother the cars or my vision as I walk along. How many things have we looked at like this broken branch, just extending into the roadway, oh, maybe 6-8 inches, just enough to scratch a car? How many times have we seen it and done nothing about it? We have a small action that brings about a big reaction if we would pay attention to it. If we would just go and grab a hold of the stem of the branch and pull it back off the road further, it went very easily. In fact, it went so easy I hardly thought I had this branch that was about 12 feet long, but it was there, and I pulled it off, and it was no longer there. We look at life like that. We look at life like a small action, and we think to ourselves, well, I'll do it later. I'll do it another time. I'll do it after I've done thinking about this. How many times have you done something like that? How many times have you had a small reaction that could bring about a big reaction if you wanted to do something about it? How many times? How many times have you looked at your life and your affairs, and have you Well, like, I have generally the habit, when I get up in the morning, I make my bed right away. Right away. I straighten out the covers and straighten out the blankets, straighten out everything, straighten out the coverlet over it, and make everything in order. Then I have a little blanket that I throw across the bottom of my bed that I use when I take a nap, and I put that there. And it's not more than 2 or 3 minutes, and it's all done. It's all done. It's a small action, but it's a big reaction, because then it's nice. There were some days that I didn't make my bed, and as I didn't make my bed, I looked at it as often as I looked at it, and I thought, gee, I should make my bed. I should make my bed. I should make my bed. I tantalized myself with the idea that I should have made my bed, but I didn't do it. Now, why do I allow myself to be tantalized by things that are so simple to do, so easy to do? It's so wonderful. I looked at my desk the other day, and I noticed that I was piling things up in one corner, and I thought to myself, why am I doing that? Why am I piling things up in one corner there, things that I will work at and I look at, and all I'm doing is making my desk look miserable and uninviting for me to sit down and do my normal activities at my desk. But because I allowed myself to do that, I have a desk that has every corner filled with some project that needs to be done. And why? And why do I do things like that? Why do we all do things like that? We do things like that because we think, I'll get to it later, or I'll just pile it here and I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. And the more times we say, I'll do it later, the less times we do it later. Until finally, we have such a confusion, such a mess. We say to ourselves, hey, that's got to stop. That's got to stop. I've got to take care of that now. And then we take care of it now. And when we take care of it now, it's just a small action. Just a small action here. Picking up this pad of paper, picking up that letter, picking up those things that I set there to look at later, and putting them all where they should go. Right away. Organizing them right away. Can I do that? Oh, yes, I can. And it's a big reaction. Because when I look at my desk and see it orderly, I feel invited to come and go to work there. I feel invited to come and sit at my desk and do the things that I want to do, answer the emails and answer the mail and take care of all the things. And Ellen is always bringing me things that she wants me to take care of. And she brings it to me and she says, Herb, when can we get to this? When can we get to this? Well, What should I say to Ellen? What should I say to Ellen when she asks, when can we get to this? I'll say, there's no time like the present. Let's get to it right away and get it over with, and then it won't be piling up on my desk. It won't be sitting here and there and reminding me that I have those things to be done. Sometimes I sit in one of the easy chairs in my room, and as I sit in this beautiful IKEA easy chair, I'm relaxed, and I look around my room, and I see everything in order. I see everything taken care of. And then I see a couple things that haven't been, and I say, I'm not ready to handle those yet. So I take those and put them in another room. And Ellen laughs. But of course, Ellen doesn't do things like that. Ellen always is orderly. The moment something comes in, she does it, and it's done. That's why she can do so many things and do them all so well. A broken branch, you pull back at the stem to the other side to clear the road. A small action and a big reaction. Our life is filled with small actions that bring big reactions. When you're ready to make your life a fulfilling, rewarding, wonderful experience, then you say, now is the acceptable time. And then you do it. Today I see each one of you living your life as I would live my life. I don't tell you to do it, but I see you living your life as I would live my life. and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.